This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
It's yay!
And simulcasting on YouTube. Go ahead and fade it out, John Forrest. Here, let's start the party now, Josh Hendricks. You dragged me out of town to be here, and it's cold and snowy. And other people are telling me that everywhere you go, it snows and it gets cold. Is that true?
I've actually been on a pretty bad streak lately.
Have you?
I went to California and it rained. So, yeah, I've had a bad... And it, the stat was like 65 out of 95 days in Kentucky this year. It's rained or snowed already. It's not a good rate we got.
So if you would go to the desert, people would be grateful because the desert would bloom.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess that's true. But I mean, you know, I guess it's not always the case. I went fishing yesterday. It waited until I got done fishing.
That's true. You went fly fishing.
Yeah.
Nice. Was CBD used as a lure for the fish?
No. I was taking plenty of CBD and very
chilling out there. No cell service, whatever. Anyway, we're live at the NoCo Hemp Expo. This is the fifth year it's been going on. I don't know where I've been. Unplugged totally. But we have covered it a little bit because in Unlock the Power to Heal, there's a whole segment on what? Cannabis cures. With Cannabis Cures, right? Right there, you see it. And featured in that is our good friends from CV Sciences, plus CBD oil, and the things that we've been utilizing here for many years. And as I said many times on this show, my wife is alive because of cannabis, because of hemp, because of CBD. She would not have survived the 6 years of torturous pain from a dental extraction resulting in cavitation and a nerve that was relentless, absolutely relentless on her. And we were able to finally get beyond that for the most part. But CBD kept her alive. The drugs couldn't do it. The heavy narcotics couldn't do it. CBD is amazing. That's why it's a big part of our show here on the Robert Scott Bell Show all of the time. Check it out. Show notes are up there. Super Don, how are you? I didn't even check in with you. It's Friday. Normally we party together and no one's with us.
I know, kind of weird to hear the Friday open the way that we did there, but it's good to be here. Excited for you getting to be there in Colorado. I'm envious.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Super Don, did you see the picture of Robert with Jeff Sessions?
I did notice that. Kind of funny, you were running into Jeff Sessions at the Hemp Expo, right?
Yeah, that was weird. Did you put that in the show notes, by the way?
That's not, we've got it on social media, not in the show notes. So if you go over to the Facebook page, you'll see it.
All right, well, you see a picture of Josh and me in the show notes leading today at the NoCo Hemp Expo. And our lead story, in fact, let me see if I can pull it up here. Hemp could free us from oil, prevent deforestation, cure cancer, and it's environmentally friendly. As I'm walking around the NoCo Hemp Expo, it is extreme, isn't it? But it's a good extreme. Extremism in the cause of liberty is no vice. How about that? All right, so
fair.
Somebody said that. Now, if we talk about hemp in its total thing, I'm here and we're seeing not THC-laced products at all. It's all CBD-focused or just hemp in general. And our first guest coming from Sunstrand, right? And Trey Riddle is with us, and Josh introduced us. And I did this thing here I'm holding up if you see it. You can hear it. You can barely hear it knocking. But basically, beyond all the medicinal and supplemental uses for hemp and cannabis, it seems like your business is designed to replace some of the toxic and expensive and non-environmentally friendly building materials. Am I correct in assessing it that way?
Yeah, that's certainly one of the options for our materials, for sure.
Well, this I'm holding up is like a particle board. Mm-hmm. Can this replace, like, I guess, siding that goes underneath siding or inside houses against the 2x4s? What would this do?
Yeah, soon. Right now, we use it as a, it's called hardboard, a substrate, architectural accent pieces and entryways and interior components. But mm-hmm. we're very close to achieving OSB performance as a sheathing product for the external. A lot of specificity goes in that, a lot of strength that you got to realize. So as we put these new and innovative products in there to displace the original ones, they've got to be able to perform. We can't put shoddy materials in there. We'll just ruin this for everybody.
Right. And another thing I was noticing, insulation, replacing fiberglass insulation or not using it at all in new home construction, you're actually using hemp-based fiber for the same impact. Does it behave the same way? Is it a new industry standard yet to be?
Well, it doesn't perform the same way. It performs better, we think. If you've ever put fiberglass insulation in, you know it sucks.
That's the way to say it.
Yeah, you can't help it itch. You know, you get the little fiberglass particles all over your body. You got to take a shower.
It's getting scratchy here.
You're not going to put your baby on it, that's for sure. My 3-year-old, though, I'll throw her on a pile of hemp insulation. That's a product that we made to be a direct replacement. Drop in, go now, build good, mm-hmm. and replace fiberglass insulation with a similar performing product, same R value. And easy to integrate into the existing building infrastructure. Don't have to change everything.
Trey, were you in construction materials prior to this, or did hemp draw you in? You're like, which area of hemp did I want to go?
Tell them how you became a doctor.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was on a plane. Mm-hmm. This woman was pregnant. No. Doctor of engineering, actually. Yeah. Not a medical
PhD,
doctor.
PhD, yes?
Yes, yeah. PhD in mechanical engineering. My background is in polymer composites. So that means I used to engineer things made out of glass fiber, carbon fiber, structural members, things like that. Mm-hmm. Got interested in replacing glass fiber with sustainable fibers, plant-based fibers. And interestingly enough, we actually started with bamboo fiber mm-hmm. and developed some unique...
That's a renewable grass, right, they say.
It is a grass, amazingly enough.
So, but how does hemp compare to that?
It's grass, too.
Hemp's a grass, but in terms of renewability, sustainability, growth, rapidity to get to market, that kind of thing.
How does hemp compare to bamboo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's an existing, pretty solid infrastructure around bamboo coming out of Asia. Mm-hmm. So they're in the market. They're rocking. Bamboo's sort of seen as a go-to sustainability building material.
Yeah.
So hemp's got a little bit of work to do to, upset that throne. But it's a little bit more compelling. It's a little more manageable row cropping infrastructure. Farmers can integrate in their fields, whereas bamboo, you really can't even grow it in the United States in a meaningful way. It's harvested by hand in Asia. It's mm-hmm. labor intensive.
Is it true that bamboo, it grows like a little bit for years and then shoots up?
Actually, bamboo will grow to its full height in 1 year.
Okay, so it is pretty
diameter.
Quick. All right. And hemp is a little quicker than that even, though.
Yeah, it'll grow to its full height in like 90 days.
Yeah, so that's what I was getting at in terms of you have some things that were already good, but also coming from China. We can grow this stuff in the United States, and we're obviously pushing more and more. Josh has been instrumental in helping facilitate that, working with the big wigs in D.C. and in Kentucky. And are we at a place where we could see not just thousands of acres, but hundreds of thousands of acres or more of hemp growing in the United States?
No, because until they open up the marketplace, I mean, I think the hemp market is very limited right now, especially the CBD side, which is kind of driving the train. But I'm a big believer that that's not always going to be the case. What Trey's doing, what folks like Chad Rosen at Victory Hemp Foods are doing, that kind of stuff, if the food can replace soy and the, mm-hmm. the fibers can replace plastics and composite materials in the way that Trey's talking about, even if just on the construction side with the insulation and things of that nature, I think that'll be what's driving the train. CBD will be an afterthought, and that's when you get into the hundreds of thousands of acres, not for what we're trying to do.
Keep in mind, Canada's been growing hemp for 20 years. They've got about 110,000 acres up there, and they do it pretty much exclusively into the food market.
Right.
So we've got some ground to make up there.
And I think people are under the impression, too, that if it's natural as opposed to what's been going on for years and years, that it's always more expensive. I've heard rumor that maybe it isn't.
Yeah, well, you got to be selective about the applications in the market. You got to find that value proposition. I kind of joke and say the best thing we do in hemp is forget we're dealing with hemp and just remember that it's got to integrate into the existing supply chain. So, yeah, going natural can be a lot more expensive, but you can also selectively choose the applications, the processing technology, so that you find cost parity and performance basis for selecting those components.
So people who are building a house right now or planning to or maybe remodeling and adding to their house, would they contact, like, Sunstrand, where you are, and say, hey, can I order these materials shipped to my site, or do they have to work with... I don't know how this works. You know, it's not my area.
Yeah, we're trying to figure it out ourselves. This is everything's pretty new. We just launched those products here in the last month.
Okay.
So we are actually working with green building retailers around the country and distributors, you know, manufacturers, reps, and the like. Mm-hmm. For now, yeah, you would come to us, go to our website, give us a call, and we can ship it to you direct from our plant.
Sunstrand.com?
Sunstrands, plural.
Plural.com. Yep. Okay. And it's linked up in the show notes. Super Don got it earlier. And, you know, if you want to build a sustainable home as Josh does, this guy's got, he's kind of going, hey, send me some of your, discards, right? Or something. I'll do it.
So we've been talking
about.
He's
a pretty cheap guy.
Yeah. Well, that's what I hear.
Well, I like to, you know,
save some money so he can buy some more CDs.
I speak very highly of Trey all the time. I expect some kickbacks here and there. I'm still waiting on my Sunstrand.
He wants a 10x10 room right now.
Yeah. I just want an apartment, maybe a garage, maybe it's the upstairs or something, like a on my farm that I can store some clothes in and sleep in, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be, you used to talk about hempcrete, and then I built a hempcrete house, and I was like, nah, that's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
But this hemp insulation, this seems simple. You build a stick frame house.
Yep.
Or
Yeah,
build
a standard house. Yeah,
and then put a wood burning stove in there. And
mm-hmm. No, you just live the dream.
Yeah. So it's kind of a transition, like a hybrid in a sense. You know, and some of that is until we can engineer fully these materials. I don't know what the advantages and disadvantages of hempcrete are. You said you didn't like it necessarily, but...
Well, just building. I mean, nobody... You'd have to hire lots of people because it has to be done kind of all at once, and it takes a lot of people to tamp it all down and get it packed in there tight. So we, you know, and it's cooler, it's... It breathes, as they say. I don't, you know, it seems to me to have a long way to go in terms of modern luxury creature comforts that we've normally had.
So my listeners are all over the world. Is there anything you want them to know about what you're doing, this innovation within, you know, taking this hemp plant and making it more viable?
Talk a little bit about the multiple locations and that stuff.
Yeah, so obviously our corporate headquarters in Louisville, Kentucky, but this is an exciting time. There's a lot going on. Big expansions, you know, we need big processing capabilities, and we need a robust supply chain as well. So diversification of the supply chain is important. We've got a plant just came online in Alberta, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Just had the grand opening. We had a peace pipe ceremony. It's actually on sovereign nation land, First Nations up there. Pretty cool.
Were they vaping CBD? What were they doing?
They weren't. And this is really neat to participate. The First Nations, we call Native Americans.
Right.
That was just a really amazing experience to be brought into their culture. Mm-hmm. We've got another plant under construction in South Carolina. It's going to be a big one, about 4 tons an hour capacity. So, we're really trying to build it up so that we can activate really large contracts with big manufacturers and get this stuff into the everyday life, you know, and get it there cheaply and cost effectively.
All right. Well, Trey Riddle, he's doing it. He's a PhD, smart guy, and he's doing some good work here with hemp, bringing it into a new industry or back where it belongs. I'm sure this stuff was used similarly, although taking it now with whatever technologies we have. Very connected to this concept. I like what you're doing, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Stick with us. We got a lot more to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. We'll talk to you all on YouTube, those of you watching on a Friday evening. Can you believe it? We're live.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Robert Scott Belcher. People are commenting on the YouTube that I look like a munchkin or something compared to the guys that I'm surrounded by now. Of course, yeah, I mean, everybody's bigger than me. What do I say? I mean, I'm eating organically, barely, occasionally I eat. No, I didn't fast today. In fact, you were commenting because I had the delivery, special delivery of an organic hemp burger.
Carla.
Right before the show started.
Yeah.
Because she forgot about me. 30 minutes, I'm waiting for the delivery, and she doesn't come. But we're going to put her on the show tomorrow. We're going to do a lot of organic agriculture. Speaking of organic agriculture.
There's a lot of organic right in here.
Right here, this guy to my right. Sean Lucas, Ph.D., Assistant Professor of Organic Agriculture, College of Agriculture, Food Science, and Sustainable Systems. And this is at the Kentucky State University.
Kentucky State University, yes, sir. And I'm also coordinating.
Yeah, that's fine.
I also coordinate our industrial hemp research at Kentucky State.
So, wait a second. You have a degree. I mean a degree.
A degree,
right? I'm surrounded by all these people that are in, higher levels learning, and we usually make fun of them, but I can't now because they're sitting right next to me.
And we're bigger than you.
And they're bigger than me. Exactly. Good point. But, no, the thing is, utilizing a degree for purposes of helping, healing, sustaining is different than those that, well, I'm not going to go into that. I really already dig you for what you're doing. But it's just surprising to me that research universities are really starting to embrace organic agriculture, mm-hmm. moving away from the Monsanto genetically engineering everything. And I'm pleased to meet you, and I want to hear how this evolved.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Robert, and thank you for having me on the show. I've been really interested in best management practices in agronomic systems for a long time. And as you said, even the big land grant universities now are
developing organic research programs. I came out of University of Kentucky, and I was very fortunate to work with Dr. Mark Williams there, who has a really solid organic
cats.
Yeah. And you know, and so I'm just sort of taking what I've learned and try to build on it, and now I'm involved in hemp, and you know, there's a market out there, I think, for organic hemp products.
Pick me, I'm in.
And
already.
So, you know, that's I want to serve that segment of agricultural stakeholders and consumers.
Nice, nice. How did you two connect?
So you used to be with St. Catharines.
I was at St. Catharines College, which is unfortunately defunct.
Hmm. Yeah, but that's I hear they're going to do some cool stuff with the land, hopefully. Right?
Yeah, they've got some potential people coming in to do some.
Were they already doing a lot of hemp growth there?
That's an interesting story to tell. I was at St. Catharines.
Yeah, talk about Wendell Berry a little bit and how he was involved in all that.
Okay.
That whole
I was at St. Catharines College in the Berry Farming Program. Actually, it was there's a longer name. It was a real long name.
Berry Farming Project.
And people used to always say, you know, well, what kind of berries are you growing? Little window berries. You know? So we were a farming program that was centered around teaching around the philosophies of Wendell Berry and really trying to get young people into agriculture in situations where, you know, one of the problems with young people getting into agriculture is their interest is there, but they don't have the capital to get into agriculture.
Right.
So we were trying to, you know, place younger people with incubators and really just focus on agroecology as part of a viable production system.
Mm-hmm. And as far as interaction with governmental institutions, I mean, the growth of hemp, something that was illegal, right? And you know, I know Josh has been fighting this battle, and we're starting to win some battles here. Were you involved in the controversies of getting it started, or did you just kind of come in afterwards and saw, my God?
I was not directly involved, although I worked with some of the people that were involved in getting it in. And so at St. Catharines, we grew in 2015, which was the second year of the Kentucky Industrial Hemp Pilot Program, and part of that was convincing a bunch of nuns to let us cultivate.
That's really wild.
Hemp on their, you know, because it was associated with the Sisters of Dominican Peace. They do a lot of good work. They're socially progressive, active in really trying to just build strong communities, and they have a very strong belief in stewardship of the land.
Nice.
So when they saw that we wanted to use hemp as part of that land stewardship, they were all in as far as.
So they didn't, you know, come back at you, say, no, we're not growing the devil's weed.
No,
they didn't buy it.
We have some footage of nuns walking around and
I love that
out in the hemp field, and
that's really.
St. Catharines is in Kentucky too, so it was, you know, it was a little bit more heritage and history.
Sure, history.
South Central Kentucky, and there's a lot of knowledge of the history of Kentucky, and what the role that we played in hemp production.
Yeah,
so. I'll ask some questions now.
Sure. This is a teaser because we're going to take one on the break, but go ahead and ask the question.
When we come back, talk about kind of the ending of St. Catharines and then go into Kentucky State and what kind of doors that opened up for you as a researcher.
Yeah, it's good. Very good. Well, Josh Hendricks is here on my left. He's co-piloting tonight's show, and I appreciate him very much. And really great to finally meet Sean Lucas here from Kentucky State.
Thanks,
we're getting the backstory, things we don't get every day, but here we're at the NoCo Hemp Expo. We're getting it. We're going to reveal some more after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to rsbreports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're rocking the health world from Loveland, Colorado this evening, and it's sort of late afternoon in the Colorado time zone. It was snowy and cold, and they were air conditioning the room. I don't know why. They put me in the media room, said, keep him cold. I don't know.
Being a tad dramatic.
Well, that's why I shrunk, but I warmed up around the last segment, and those of you watching on YouTube, I'm much bigger this segment, so you can see. I look almost the same size as the guys surrounding me. We have Josh Hendricks, who's co-piloting today on the show, and he's got the Hempy Healthy Hour. What do you call your show?
Hemp Happy Hour.
I'm teasing him, of course. Hemp Happy Hour. He makes me laugh.
Nobody gets it right?
It's great.
HipHappyHour.com, though, is live.
Yes, and you can check out. I think I was on it once when he was on the side of the road, you know, having a spare tire put on.
It was a phenomenal show.
Yeah, it was a good show. It was a great show. And with us now, we have a very special guest, Sean Lucas, who I just met, Kentucky State University, PhD. We have had two PhDs. This hour.
Yeah, we're out.
Two PhDs living in Kentucky. There you go.
In Kentucky of all. No, I think it is. Maybe it's Southern PhDs are way better than those from the North. I could argue that. I would. The Harvard ones are pretty annoying. So for now, let's talk agriculture. Where were we going? You had a teaser question for us, Sean.
So you were talking, you know, you started off with St. Catharines, which is now defunct or however you want to phrase that. But moving on to Kentucky State, talk about kind of the doors that opened up. I mean, it's not a huge school by any means or anything like that, but I think it kind of opened your eyes in terms of just hemp focus.
Well, Kentucky State is an 1890 land grant. It's a historically black college. Mm-hmm. And so we, you know, much like University of Kentucky or Ohio State, we're a land grant university. And so we work around agriculture to serve stakeholders in the agricultural community, and that involves producers, that involves consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And our mission is particularly to get out and help serve some of the under-resourced and underserved communities and minority farmers as well.
Sean, I got a question about the agriculture side of hemp, right? Mm-hmm. It's been touted as something that is great environmental, very renewable, but is it true that it requires perhaps less water than certain other cash crops or maybe less pesticide, less artificial fertilizer? Obviously, you're focusing organic. That's where we like to go here. But is there a general rule about hemp that is unique in that way, or is it just an exaggeration for people that like hemp?
Well, hemp is like any plant, and if you do give it fertilizer, it will respond positively to it. But being in the organic world, I like to control pests and with rotations, crop rotations, and smart management.
Mm-hmm.
It is fairly tolerant. I've never had to irrigate a hemp crop in Kentucky. I mean, we're blessed to have a lot of rain in Kentucky, so I've never had to irrigate it. And we do our fertility with cover cropping. So
right. And what about vulnerability to pest infestation?
So far, I haven't seen a lot of pest problems in the work that I've been doing. I know other people are looking at corn borer actually affecting European corn borer affects will attack the flower,
mm-hmm.
and there are some other pests that will get in there. You know, if you're growing indoors, you've got things like spider mites and white flies that affect your typical greenhouse crops.
But if you know organic agriculture, you would then look to the soil. Right, as a basis for, is this a healthy plant or not?
Oh, I'm real big on the idea of feed the soil, feed the crop. And if you can develop a healthy soil ecosystem, you can develop a healthy crop.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And so what are you doing over here? Because you're not into pesticides, are you, on the side here, looking up Monsanto's stock?
No, I'm sharing your tweets.
You know what? Am I giving you too much grief? I'm enjoying hanging out with you. You know that.
No,
we have a good time. He's a big guy.
I got a big organic dinner planned for you.
Yes, that's true. We're going to have a good time tonight for sure.
Shout out to Jax.
Absolutely. Yeah, and last night I ate at the place called The Kitchen, great farm to table, and people were razzing me online because I said, and I had this salmon in there. It's like, if it's farm salmon, you don't want to eat it. I'm like, no, at least they flew that in from Alaska, so that part wasn't the farm to table. That was wild. So, but the rest of it was. It was really delicious. So, where is the student population in terms of what you're doing? You said it's traditionally black college. I see this as a boon to, let's say, even growing in a more urban environment. This because I had a sun hemp I was growing. It's not the same thing because we're not allowed to grow hemp yet in Florida. But man, it just took off in my backyard. It was amazing. I don't know, could this be something that would remediate soil as well?
I know there are people looking at it as a hyperaccumulator of certain metals in the soil, but it needs the right conditions to grow. So if you don't give it some of the right conditions, you may not be able to take advantage of the fact that it is a hyperaccumulator of some things.
Okay.
I got some breaking news for you.
Yeah.
On top of our continued support of University of Kentucky, Murray State, we've done some work with Sean's group and seed donation stuff. CB Sciences is going to be partnering with the Rodale Institute.
Oh, yeah.
The organic farming research. They're doing some regenerative organic certification research, which is one step above, but also organic hemp research. So CB Sciences is going to be sponsoring that research alongside Patagonia and Dr. Bronner's. And we might even be able to get Annie Brown on the show tomorrow to talk about it. So.
Yes. Well, I'm going to eat organic. I'm going to use organic hemp. I mean, we've got an organic PhD over here, if that makes any sense, what I just said. And
it's printed on paper, so it's organic.
It's organic, right. It's excellent. I love it. You know, and, of course, some people will tease me about, you know, I've been organic, per se, in terms of the food choices I've made since, like, 1990, 91.
Sure.
That's when I switched, and I never went back. And people will say, well, you know, there are chemicals in everything. I know organic chemistry. I know. Don't give me that. But the idea of synthesizing these molecules from, you know, petrochemicals, oil, I mean, it's a different realm. These things have never been in the environment, at least in recorded history, prior to the advent of, you know, pesticide. After 20th century, after World War II, I'm thinking, they started converting munitions into fertilizer.
Yep.
My argument is that, yes, the plants went whoosh, they looked amazing, but it altered the chemistry of the soil and imbalanced it, and that impacted the life in the soil, what was available to that which grew in it, the plants, and that made them vulnerable due to a different terrain. And so then the pest infestation came, and rather than say, hey, can we rehabilitate the soil? We did something screwy.
Yep.
Let's put toxic chemicals on the plants and kill the pests.
Right.
I mean, it's like, it's a mindless thing. I mean, it seems like a great idea at the time, but it's like antibiotics. They destroy your gut and destroy your immune system, and now they're resistant pests. Same thing out there.
Well, it's a silver bullet approach, and agriculture is an approach that takes a lot of thought and a lot of labor if you're growing on the organic side of things. And so organic farmers will replace a lot of those silver bullets with sweat, you know, and they're out in the field scouting their crops, or better yet, they're designing appropriate rotations so that they can minimize pest infestations. If you're growing monoculture corn every year in big, huge acreages, that's a big target to a pest. And if you're rotating and intercropping like we do in smaller scale organic systems, that makes it a little harder for the pest to find the crop.
And if you're the Monsantos of the world, the biotech industry, you really are not a big fan of organic agriculture, obviously, because your products are no longer needed. And we have a problem with what's called regulatory capture in America, whether it be the FDA, whether it be the USDA, whether it be the EPA. These multinational corporations that have so much money, they're able to purchase influence in politicians, and even you find a revolving door between these agencies and the companies they were supposed to regulate, the industry they regulate, and they end up on higher levels with very good jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think organic growers are at a disadvantage because they don't necessarily get the subsidies. Not that I'm a fan of subsidies at all, but these corporations have the friendliness from the regulators.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the argument that the EPA is protecting us, it's, and my argument is that it's protecting the polluters at this point in many ways.
Well, and you know, and if you look at it from the organic perspective, you said they have some disadvantages, but you can also look at the advantages that organic farmers have, that they can, once they are have gone through the process of becoming certified organic growers, and they can put the USDA organic logo on their product, then you can start capturing a price premium on your products.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's research out there that shows that about 22 to 35% higher profits on organic products compared to their conventional, and I hate to use the word conventional, but
yeah,
compared to their industrial conventional counterpart, right?
Right, exactly.
You know, if you're smart about how you're farming and get yourself certified organic, you can make a profit.
Mm-hmm. And I always say, get to know your farmer or become your farmer in addition, because I don't want to rely on, you know, stuff shipped in from China. Now we got it shipped everywhere. We want to see domestic growth, and I want to see people be able to farm their backyards with this stuff and turn it into everything and anything they can and use. But, you know, a lot of this knowledge has been lost generationally. So are you seeing that you're having to bring that back even with all the, you know, the education side of things that you're going for?
When I was at St. Catherine College, that was one of the things that we were really concerned about, is that the knowledge base is increasingly getting older. The average age of a farmer is somewhere between 55 and 65, depending on what region you're in. But that knowledge base is shrinking as we're losing these older farmers. And one of the things we really wanted to do was put these younger farmers into contact with some of these older farmers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at Kentucky State,
we try to give our students opportunities as well to get into agriculture, but it's more based at the school.
Mm-hmm.
We've got opportunities where they can come out and be part of the hemp research or be part of organic vegetable production in high tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and now with the growth of the hemp industry domestically and where this is heading, I see a lot of these kids coming through schools, getting out there and having really good jobs because there aren't many that have been trained yet. And they'll be some of the first.
Exactly.
Yeah. Josh,
hemp
you work
experts.
With, yeah. Well, you're working with some of these people.
Yeah, we had the first graduate student to study hemp agronomy at the University of Kentucky, Leah Black. She just finished up. She's writing her dissertation. We continue to fund some of these projects with other schools. And I think, to Sean's point, the coolest thing about this is young people getting involved. You know, mm-hmm. Joseph Kelly and some of the farmers we've worked with, they would have been farmers one way or the other. I would not have. And I'm not growing hemp. This is coming here for the first time in 3 years, or 4 years. But I think there's an excitement level of young people that this is cool. This is going to be the next big thing.
We can't call it a buzz, right?
No,
the buzz is on.
But they all want to be part of something that they think is going to be legitimate soon, and I think that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. So do you have a plea for more students at this point where you are at Kentucky State? You want more people to come in through your program? Or?
Oh, we always are looking for good students to come into the Kentucky State program. We have a great College of Agriculture, Food, and the Environment, and we have several different degree tracks that students can come in the undergraduate level. They can study aquaculture. They can study agriculture, food, environment. They can study I'll get in trouble with my administrators now for forgetting the other two.
Okay.
those are the two I think
it's late in the day
most.
Here. Yeah.
And then we have a master's of environmental science too, and we provide a lot of opportunity for students to do good solid research.
Nice.
In organic and on hemp too.
Well, Super Don found you on the web, so you exist and the program exists. We're not making this stuff up. Josh is bringing good folks to us today and tomorrow.
We got them lined up.
Yeah, and we're going to pre-record tomorrow's show via YouTube. So those of you liking to watch this, right? Yeah, Sunday show will be recorded on YouTube. On Saturday, you'll get a sneak preview of what's going to go on the air on Sunday. Go to robertscottbell.com for all the links. We'll be back with more powerful healing after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're still live, and I'm happy. I'm hemp happy. There's a guy next to me. He's got a hemp happy hour. It's a show, radio show.
It is.
Once a week, and he'll do it anywhere. He's going to be doing some recordings here. He's with me today and tomorrow, and I appreciate him and our friends at CV Sciences plus CBDOil.com. They've given me a discount code for all of y'all if you want to take advantage of it and can't find it locally. I can't imagine you can't at this point, but when we first started out, it was like 50, 60, 70 stores, and you had to get it online. Now you can get it everywhere, but if you want, you can get it directly. RSB15 is the code. Also, after the show tonight, episode 3, I believe it is, of The Truth About Pet Cancer. The Truth About Pet Cancer. And I think there are some vets that are actually talking about CBD, although tonight they're going to be talking about the danger of vaccinations. These crazy vets over-vaccinating our animal friends. So we got that coming up, and we got now a continuation of our discussion of agriculture on the PhD level. Sean, you at Kentucky State are working on, what was it you were saying, organic rotation. What learning about this?
Well, so one of the things I've always been interested in organic is, or at least within the realm of hemp, is, you know, this is a new old crop, right? Mm-hmm. And we in the United States need to start catching up with some of the other countries in the world that have been growing hemp for a while. We don't have good regional knowledge about how hemp fits into organic rotations. And when you are farming agroecologically, you really need to know sort of your local agroecosystem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm working with my friend Mike Lewis and Chad Rosen from Victory Hemp Foods Tony Silvernail and Kevin Runner over at Ranchero Farms, and we're putting together a collaborative project trying to really see what hemp looks like in organic rotations. And so I've designed an experiment where we're looking at hemp followed by wheat, followed by double crop soybeans, and then followed by sunflower. So it's a three- or four-year rotation, and just going to look at the agronomics of it, seeing how this affects soil quality, soil health,
mm-hmm.
Nutrient cycling, and obviously we're interested in the productivity of the plant. So,
yeah.
You know, we want to get good yields too, but,
yeah.
You know, how does that fit into a profitable, hopefully profitable, organic, and you might have noticed most of those are grain crops, so mm-hmm. organic grain rotation.
Right. We've lost 70 years of knowledge and history by the banning of this plant mm-hmm. in America. And, you know, the things that you're studying now should be, like, par for the course, right? And so it's like we're having to go back. Just like, you know, in the science of CBD, for instance, and cannabis and all that it can do, we're playing so far behind, decades behind where we could have been had it not been, you know, suppressed, banned, because of all the threats it posed to what? Not the health, not the environment of people, not even the economy, except economies of, let's say, oil-based economies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What else? Synthetic textiles, even?
Yeah, plastics.
Plastics as well. In the medical field, drugs, pharmaceutical felt threatened.
Paper.
Talk about paper, Hearst, and all that. I wrote about this in Unlock the Power to Heal. Ty Bollinger and I covered this. And we talk about the history of hemp and how it was banned, not because of anything good, but all of the wrong reasons, was to protect an industry or series of industries that would benefit by not having to compete with a plant that God created, ultimately, if you believe that, I do. And then now man can work with and bring back into the fold, and I think we'll all benefit by it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think you're onto something here with your organic lifestyle,
right? Yeah. He makes fun of me, folks, that I eat all organic, and now he's like, yeah, I'm into organic stuff.
No, I don't make fun of you at all. I think it's great. I wish I did it, but it was hilarious to me the time we were in Portland.
Yeah, what happened?
We were asking people, where are the organic restaurants? And finally somebody was like, what do you mean they're all organic?
Yeah, that was different. Yeah. That was different. Yeah, because I'm here with the South, like Kentucky, grew uh-huh. up in Georgia, and now I'm in Florida. You can't just go to any restaurant. You really have to ask, what's on, where do you get it?
No, like know your farmer, you have to know your restaurant.
In certain areas around the country, like Pac Northwest, they're into it. And it's so much so that I was going, why are you asking? Well, they were telling me, why are you asking? That's what, of course, we're all local and organic. Mm-hmm. Like, really? That's a difference. Now, in California, there's a lot of there's crazy stuff, too, because they're mandating vaccines without exemption. You know, at the same time, yes, they've been into organics too, and little crunchy granola sweet eating earth muffin people, which, you know, I like them. That's okay. But man, when you start, you know, using Big Pharma as your church, you've gone too far, in my opinion. But what you're doing at Kentucky State, Sean, I'm very impressed. I'm happy to learn about it. I'm really thrilled that you're doing
here talking about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we, you know, what I was talking about, the rotation experiment I'm talking about, we were looking at fiber, we're looking at grain, and, you know, and in the future we might get into some CBD work too.
There'll be some floral material in there.
Yeah. Well, listen, I hope we can stay in touch and then follow up. Great work happening at the university.
And good to hang out with you again, Josh.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Yeah.
Folks, that's hour one. We've got a lot more to go. We'll talk to you on the break. Those of you watching on YouTube, hello to Sean's wife and kids.
Hi, Jeff.
Right? Or is
hi,
one
Joe
kid?
Joe. One, well, I have two, but only one's
watching.
The other one's hanging out with his cousin.
Get the other one back in the fold. Folks, we'll be back after the break. In the meantime, remember this. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.